My name is Ron Larson, and I have a story to tell. I am not famous. I never ran for a public office. I never had $1 million to lose in the stock market, and I do not know how to make you rich. This story is unique to me, but yet common to many other children that I have met in my years. A story that we want to forget, but it is still unforgettable for us. A time and a place that existed for so many of us in life. However, many others never knew of our existence. In 1971, I was 18 years old. I started doing drugs such as LSD, pot, MDA, with a needle. I was once told I was like a snowball rolling down hell, heading for hell. In 1972, as a last resort for my confusing life, I joined the Army. They were taking people like me back then. People like me that would stand up and salute the flag and have the nerve to ring the Liberty Bell and freedom. In the Army, I was bulletproof. Being young and naive, I thought that I was invincible. I continued drugs and more heavily during my stint was introduced to cocaine at Fort Clayton in the canal zone of Panama. It was a high like no others. I snorted it, I injected it, and found ways to conceal it, and yes, had many overdoses. Nevertheless, it stopped the bad dreams of my life, if only for a while. In 1980, I stopped drinking and doing the so-called hard drugs. I continued to use pot. Pot always took me to a nice place that was worth living and dulled the pain of my earlier life. With the help of some Pink Floyd music and a joint, I seemed to drift away from life as I knew it. Years later, I saw a psychiatrist that I referred to as Dr. Nutcracker, and he was put on Prozac. Despite the grand efforts of the manufacturers of Prozac, it still seemed like bad dreams are made of these. My life. Having a passion for music, evident by the 20,000 MP3 song collection, I started a music company with the illusion of being something that I could never be. As for love, well, it just could not happen. I have this big wall around me that cannot be torn down. Whenever I let someone get emotionally near, I run like an inner child. The wall was built from within, with no doors or windows. Life is just a bed to relax in, and my old guitar, in my life, sleeping, comes with a premium. The slightest noise or a fly buzzing near me, and I am on my feet and out of the bed. When I do sleep, the nightmares continue. I dream of going back to a place that I wish I could forget, but my mind will not allow it. Despite the place being gone, my dreams tell me it still exists and is knocking on the door asking me to come home. Though the dreams have subsided somewhat, my mind will not let me forget them. I could never find God. Everything I had faith in let me down. I can only find faith in what I know. Since I have found a few others who are like me, I took the time to write this memoir. I believe the past is all behind me now, out in the open, and that all the bad times are really over for good. I will make it a point for the rest of my life never to turn away, and to cherish my few old friends and never let them slip away again. For I am one of the forgotten children of Traverse City State Hospital. Like the others, though we want to forget, we still remember, and the dreams still go on.